Pennsylvania is bordered by 6 states: Ohio, New York, New Jersey, Delaware, Maryland, and West Virginia. But economically, it's an island. That's because all of those states have a minimum wage that's at least $1 an hour higher than Pennsylvania's. 90.5 WESA's Lucy Perkins explains why.
The minimum wage in Pennsylvania is only $7.25 an hour. It's been stuck there since 2009, when federal law forced it up from $7.10 an hour. 26-year-old Ashana Osborne knows that all too well. She's a single mom from Wilkinsburg. We talk one day after she gets out of work, while she watches her 8-year-old son Amari flip through a Star Wars book.
I'm literally paycheck to paycheck. All my paychecks for the past 3 months have been nothing but rent and car repairs and bills.
Osborne is an expert in stitching incomes together. She's had jobs at McDonald's, U-Haul, Wendy's, the zoo, always working 2 or 3 at a time. Last September, she got the job she has now as a childcare worker. She gets paid $9 an hour.
I am a substitute mom. I am teaching, making lesson plans, potty training, the whole shebang.
A few years ago, Osborne served as president of the Pittsburgh chapter of the Fight for 15, a group that advocates for the minimum wage to be pushed to $15 an hour. But the effort hasn't had much luck in Pennsylvania. Democratic Governor Tom Wolf proposed a $12 an hour minimum wage. His Republican opponent this fall, Scott Wagner, supports a raise somewhere between $8.75 and $9.50. But those proposals are just proposals. Mark Price, he's a labor economist with Keystone Research Center, says minimum wage increases are usually popular with voters. Two of Pennsylvania's neighbors, Ohio and New Jersey, passed minimum wage increases by putting the issue on the ballot. But Price says that's not an option here.
Here in Pennsylvania, we don't have the same kind of voter referendum process that other states do. So you have to go through the General Assembly. And the chief stumbling block in getting through the General Assembly is the leadership of both chambers, the House and the Senate, have to agree with the governor to raise the minimum wage. And in the last decade or so, they have not been able to come together.
Other surrounding states that passed wage hikes also tend to have Democratic legislatures. Pennsylvania doesn't. At least 9 bills to increase the minimum wage are pending in Harrisburg, though none have moved out of committee. Republicans in the legislature say minimum wage is an issue that should be decided at the federal level, and that hikes hurt small business. Elizabeth Stell is policy director at the Commonwealth Foundation. She says paying employees higher hourly wages would force employers to cut back on hours worked.
And the minimum wage is not a very good tool for combating poverty. I think the people who miss out the most are actually your low-income workers, the very folks that you're trying to help.
Stell points to Seattle, where the minimum wage is $15 an hour, as an example of that. One prominent study has shown that minimum wage workers there were employed at lower rates, but some economists questioned that study, saying Seattle's economic growth may mean businesses are just paying their workers more. And another study found little to no effect on Seattle's employment. That controversy aside, Stell argues that people don't have minimum wage jobs for a long time.
When you look at how long people are collecting the minimum wage, it's not very long.
But Ashana Osborne says when you're trying to support yourself and your child, any amount of time on minimum wage is too long.
I feel like, no, I don't think it's transitional. I feel like your job is your job.
Osborne's thought about taking another job since she could use the money, but this is the first time she's just worked at one place instead of juggling multiple jobs. She says it's nice. It gives her a minute to breathe and spend time with her son.
All I do is work, and he's 8. I don't want it to be when he's 10 or 12, and it's the same thing. All she do is work, and we don't really have that childhood that he's supposed to have because all mommy's doing is working.
But now, it's time to call it a day and get ready for tomorrow. Lucy Perkins, 90.5 WESA News.